Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, January 26th. Jen, the month is almost over.
It is. I can't believe it.
What happened to January?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, probably most of all the upcoming months are going to be the same. I'm telling you, time must be moving faster or something.
I think it is.
Yeah. I wish we had Einstein around to tell us about it.
Yeah. There's got to be a way to track it if the Earth is spinning quicker. I don't know what's going on, but it definitely feels faster.
Yeah, huh? We're getting old faster, too. That's what it means.
And I gotta say, like, when you have more going on in your life, time really does fly. I don't know if it's because you're having fun and, you know, that saying, but it's definitely, like, every day becomes, like, you know, part of your schedule. And I know, like, okay, tomorrow I have this, this, and this. The next day I have this. Then it's the weekend. Like, I know that it's already Sunday and it's Super Bowl.
Right. That's the thing, is that I think we keep ourselves so busy that we don't have time to look at the clock or anything, you know.
And it flies.
Yeah, and it flies, you know. So I guess it's a good thing, you know. But in this society, people have become extremely busy. Everybody is.
Yes.
It seems everybody's busy.
And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing or just a thing, but the busier you are, the more time flies. It's definite. Because I'm like, all right, I know, like, I don't know if it's looking forward to things or just knowing that I live thing to thing. And then it brings me to the weekend yet again.
Right.
It's like, where did the entire week just go?
Yeah.
I can tell you what I'm doing from now until Sunday.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, you're amazing. I'm telling you, with all your lists and everything, you, I'm floored with all that, you know? I mean, it's amazing. I've never met anybody so organized before.
Well, thanks.
You know? And so you're able to predict your life pretty well.
Yeah.
Because you know what you're going to be doing.
Right.
Wow.
But at the same time, like, you know, slower days with less things to do, I think, does make time go slower.
Yeah, it does. And so, but then things come up all the time and you have to adjust your plans, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what John Lennon said, I guess, right? Life is what happens when you're busy making other plans.
It's true.
Yeah. So,
got to be flexible.
Yeah.
As busy and structured as I am, you also have to be flexible.
You do, you know. Well, this is cool. In a few minutes, we're going to have a special musical guest on the line, and we're going to talk to her about her new career. I guess it's a new career. It's a new single, at least.
Yes.
So, we're going to be talking to her. And we made a resolution not to talk about the weather here, but today we have to because, you know, and that's what I said. I think we talked about this last week, right? About the upcoming rain and everything today.
Yeah.
Or the rain. Okay, last week I'm like looking at the weather report on Wednesday. It says, yeah, you guys are going to get rain Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I said, wow, this is cool, you know? And I thought, well, this is a week out. I don't know how they know this stuff, but okay, let's hope so because it's wishful thinking for us to have rain.
Well, so, not me. You like it.
Yeah, that's
I don't
true.
Love it.
But we also need it too. So a lot of people are feeling we need it.
However, it says today is 50% chance of rain. Tomorrow is 0%.
Right. That's exactly it. So
they predicted it would be Tuesday, but it's close enough.
Well, but no. I mean, they said Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I mean, it had 3 days of rain. Now it's 3 hours of rain.
Right. Of course.
Right.
Well, also,
and it doesn't even look like it's going to rain outside. You know, maybe tonight. But
maybe I think you know it's not very sunny in LA usually is. So maybe that means it will rain later. But in comparison to the rest of the world and this hurricane or this Juno storm that's going to be rocking the eastern coast is going to we're lucky.
Yeah. I know. They get serious storms. We get nothing.
Well, it's going to be, 25 to 30 inches of snow.
Are you serious?
And yeah, it's like the biggest story on the east coast. They're canceling. They've already canceled 6,000 flights.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of flights to cancel.
Yeah.
That really screws things up, huh?
Yeah. I'm glad I'm not planning on traveling.
I know. Wow. And it's going to affect more than just the that part of the country. It's going to affect the whole world.
Right.
Right?
Because no one's getting where they're meant to go.
Right. There's international airports and stuff. Wow.
Yep.
You know, I was reading that at any point there's 5,000 planes in the air in the United States.
That's a lot of planes.
That's a lot of planes in the air.
Yep.
But it's also a good indication that it's pretty safe to fly.
Yeah. I wonder how many cars are on the road just in LA at any given time. I would rather be in the sky. There's a lot more space up there.
Yeah. Well, I figure if we have almost 4 million here and everybody's got 2.5 cars,
right.
that's 10 million cars.
And nobody has a day job. So let's be honest. They are in the street right now.
So everybody's on the street, on the freeway and stuff. Yeah, that's true. But, you know, I've become more patient on the freeway, and I realize it's not as bad as it is, you know.
That's good.
As we make it out to be. I mean, it usually is moving. And I also, I started putting a tablet in my car to use, like, GPS and stuff, just for the hell of it. I don't really need it. But I have a tablet that I got from AT&T for free, you know, just like so I subscribe to something. And so I figured, wow, this is a good GPS because I don't have one in my car.
Yeah.
And so it always tells you how long before you're going to get there.
Right.
And it's pretty accurate. So I still don't understand why people are late coming here many
times. Well, I think that you don't start – most people don't start monitoring the traffic before they leave.
Right.
So it's until they get in their car, assuming that it'll take them the length that they thought it would take, then they realize, well, now there's also an accident. There's this. There's that. And that derails their plans.
Right. But wouldn't you think in L.A. when you know these things happen, you take a few extra minutes for yourself?
Yeah. I mean, when I'm going somewhere for the first time or the only time and I don't know, you know, how long it's going to actually take me and I realize that there's going to also be like highways involved and all that, I do start looking like an hour in advance.
Right.
Like what, from the moment I wake up, I look at the traffic because I want to see like, okay, how long do I have to get ready? Should I leave earlier? Should I, you know, take my chances, get there and do my makeup in the car once I'm there? Like, you know, I plan.
Yeah.
At least I try. And it doesn't always work out.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I just don't understand, man. You know, I mean, people are late here for shows. And what I don't understand is, you know, the show is about you. You're the guest. You know, why are you friggin' late? You know, and, you know, I mean, like I said so many times before, I've lived here for a long time. I've never been late for anything. And I deal with the same traffic that everybody else does.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's so that's why when people give the traffic excuse, they drop a couple notches in my mind. They really do, you know, because are you trying to bullshit me, you know? I mean, I've lived in L.A. long enough.
I think that just people don't plan. I think it's a lack of planning.
Exactly. So if you're not a good time estimator, you should take a little extra more time.
But
you see, I'm a good time estimator.
Still learn those things.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what I'm saying. You live in L.A., you know, you can't. I mean, what does it say about you when you're late for things? People don't appreciate that.
I don't like when people are late because I don't like when people waste my time. Like, it's one thing if you waste your own time.
Exactly.
But if
and
you,
it shows disrespect for you.
Right. I do think that there's probably another layer to it that's like just they are bad planners in life.
Right.
And, you know, their life probably suffers from it, and we can look at them and feel bad.
Right.
Like, not everybody's a list maker either, and I don't understand how they operate at all. Like, how do you remember anything? Actually, so I recently backed up my phone. Uh-huh. And then realized that some of my notes that were saved in my phone went missing because it was like on an earlier backup or something just went awry on my phone. And I find myself to be, you know, technologically savvy. But when it comes to Mac products, I'm like, I don't even know what you're doing. I have no idea what this phone is doing. And if it's connected to a computer or a TV, I don't ever know. But I was like frantic because my notes are everything to me and they're all my lists and keep me sane. And I felt awry for the day that I did not know where these notes were. I went to the Genius Bar. I tried to figure it all out. Friday after the show, that's where I went. And they had no idea what to do. They were just like, you know, we could restore your phone, but you're going to lose these things. And you either lose your new stuff or you lose your old stuff. I'm like, there has got to be a better way. Like, you guys make phones that can bend soon. Like, you can find these notes. They're not lost. They're somewhere in a cloud, whatever that even means. And so I did some work on myself and the phone, and we got to the place where we needed to be to find those notes.
Really?
Yeah, I had to delete the entire phone, back it up from before, from whatever date I thought was maybe the date that had the notes, downloaded that setting, saved the notes again, emailed them all to myself so that like my phone in the future would get them.
Okay.
Because emails just back up.
Right.
So, because it's a separate server. So I sent all like 30 notes to myself. And because the only notes I had were from October of 2014, everything after that was gone. Wow. So I needed all those. It was like my New Year's resolutions, everything that people gave me for my birthday and Christmas. I needed to write that down. All these other things I needed to remember. What a tarot card reader had once said to me. All this stuff. And I needed it. So finally I got it. After like a couple more like deleting, restoring, backing it up again. And yeah. I got where I needed to go.
I know. I mean, we depend so much on this technology that sometimes we forget how fragile it can be where you lose the stuff.
There is human error too involved.
Yeah.
I had deleted 2 email accounts. Which I had not known. That's what I programmed to save my notes. Those 2 accounts.
Yeah. Wow.
So that's where they went.
Right.
With the accounts.
Yeah.
I had to add them back. It was a whole thing. But Mercury is in retrograde, by the way.
All these things with the backups and stuff, it's just like a pain in the ass. And sometimes there's something to be said for printed stuff,
Yeah, it's true.
It stays around.
Well, that's next on my list of things to order from Amazon.
Yeah.
Is a printer. But Mercury's in retrograde, so if anybody else is feeling the effects of Mercury, it's because it's in retrograde.
Okay, well, I don't subscribe to that, but okay. I mean, because I have technical problems all year long.
Well.
And I don't know, I tend to think that some people blame their problems and things like that, I mean, leave Mercury alone. What do you want from the planet,
Well, it does.
I mean, be in charge of your own life,
I agree. However, it does have like a magnetic, energetic pull, and it does make things, when it's lined up with other things, go awry.
Okay. Well, you're saying it as though it's a fact.
Well, to me, it is because
okay.
Every time it happens, I can tell. And it also affects communication, interpersonal communication.
So how often does it happen?
I don't know. It's like once a month or once every...
Once a year or something?
No, it's definitely way more than that. I think that it's like every couple of months and it lasts for about 3 weeks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So it's like around all the time pretty much.
Probably That's every time saying. You think you're having a technical problem and because you think it's all the time, it's because Mercury's in retrograde again. Again.
Oh, God. Oh, this astronomy, man. Astrology is...
I love it.
I know you do. And sometimes, when there's good people doing this, then it's convincing,
Yeah.
But I'm not going to plan my life around
right.
Mercury or anything. And it's a good... good idea to have, I suppose.
It's a nice guide.
Right.
Or an explanation, if you will. Just like a horoscope. Why not?
Yeah. That's true, yeah.
Apparently there's an asteroid flying by tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
At 11:19 a.m. Wait. Maybe that already happened then. Or wait, tomorrow morning? What? No, Monday.
Monday.
Okay,
11 a.m.?
What, yeah, like Eastern time, so that happened already.
It happened.
It was 8 a.m. our time.
So much for the asteroid that we missed.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I don't know how you can see it in daylight, but...
Neither do I.
Yeah, well, maybe you're not supposed to see it.
I just like knowing that they exist.
Yeah? You like that? Why? Does it make you feel safe?
I like space.
Uh-huh.
I just think it's so cool that there's stuff out there.
Right.
Like aliens, for instance. I don't think they're aliens. I think it's probably just other life forms that aren't us.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they're like weird, creepy things that.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Yeah. Well, here comes our guest. So let's go ahead and take this call. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead. Is this Tanae?
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Tanae. How you doing?
I'm fine. Just very hectic today.
Yeah. Your line is a little noisy. Is it possible to. Are you like in a noisy place or something?
Pardon me? You want me to go to a quiet place to talk?
Well, if you can, if you want to do that and call us back, because the line is very noisy.
Okay. Yeah, so I'll be in a quiet place in about 10 minutes. Is
Sounds
that okay?
Good. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, call us and I'll
All right.
we'll pick
All
right. it up again. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I can't conduct an interview like this. Yeah, apparently she's, you know, things are pretty hectic for her. She's out of town.
Right. So, well, I wonder if she's standing amidst the storm in New York.
Yeah, I wonder, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think she's in New York now, so that's where she's calling from. I think she's based in L.A., though. So we're going to find out from her, Tanae Jackson. And, yeah, it says she's the niece of the King of Pop.
It's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. We've had, like I told you before, I've met a couple of the nieces and nephews. And, yeah, Siggy Jackson had a show on the station for a while.
Cool.
Yeah.
About what? Pretty good.
Music. And things
makes
like that.
Makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a musical family.
Yeah, he would play his own music and they would talk about all kinds of things.
I wonder if any of the family members aren't involved in music.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm going to be a chemist.
Yeah. I guess, you know, if you have Michael Jackson in the family, you kind of, it's kind of expected.
Maybe. Right. And they also seem to all have, like, creative blood.
Right.
You know, or talented blood, at least.
Right.
And are we going to get to hear her song?
Yeah, we're going to play one of her songs, too. Her new song. So, yeah. Yeah. So, this blizzard is... yeah, I don't know how people can live like this, you know? But, you know what's interesting? I've been reading a book. I'll probably update you a couple times on it because it's fascinating. It's called How We Got to Now. And it's about inventions that really have impacted us quite a bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there's been books about this stuff, but he doesn't go into a million things. It's just a few things, like glass, for example. You know, we don't think of glass as like a big invention, but, you know, he says, you know, when as soon as glass was discovered and people knew how to make it, you know, like glasses, reading glasses,
yeah,
and stuff, seeing glasses. Also mirrors. Think about it. Before mirrors, people didn't know what they really look like. I mean, you know,
might have been a better time,
right? So you may have seen your reflection in the water, or maybe in a piece of metal or something, polished metal. But that was about it. So you can imagine when people started realizing what they look like, then they would start inventing like
makeup,
and yeah, and all kinds of things.
A hairbrush,
clothes, yeah. Things like that, you know. So that's interesting. Another thing that's interesting is cold. And you wouldn't think of that as a big deal. But when you think about climates where they never really experience cold at all, like this guy that figured it out, you know, he like was in Jamaica or something. He says these people never encounter cold. They don't know what it is.
Uh-huh.
So, and then he realized in the Midwest here in the United States, there's like so much ice that in the winter that it's worthless. And these people in Jamaica would probably appreciate it quite a bit. So he developed this thing where they started cutting out big blocks from frozen lakes and transported them by ship. You know, they found all kinds of insulation and stuff. They would take it to Jamaica and those tropical places, Cuba, I guess. And people didn't know what to do with it. He had no demand for it, for ice.
Right.
Until he, you know, he showed them that they can make ice cream, they can store things and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I mean, just imagine, you know, importing ice. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought?
You know.
I wouldn't have thought.
Yeah. And so, and then also, you know, air conditioning and all that stuff, you know, which is related, allows us to live in hot climates like Vegas or something.
Mm-hmm.
Who would have been able to live there?
Not anyone.
Yeah. So, you know, and it's helped civilizations, I'm sure, that live in very hot places.
Yeah.
And so those are the only two things I've read in the book so far. But it's fascinating to hear about this, you know. I talking about glass, I saw on Facebook they had this video clip of this guy who just takes a little blob of glass. And, you know, with heat, he turns it into characters and stuff, you know.
I actually learned how to blow glass.
Really?
Yeah, for one of the episodes of the show that I host, The Art of Life.
Yeah.
So every episode we do something, like, different and, like, learn how to fly a plane and fence. And so we did glass blowing in Venice at Moonlight Glass. And we started from the very beginning where we got, like, you know, the smallest piece of... What was it? Even the material. And
right.
You put it at the end of the glass blower and you like put it in the kiln and the fire is like so hot. And then you have to like blow it, spin it, turn it, then you put it in more material, you add the color, you put it back in, you shape it. It's like a whole hour-long process.
Yeah.
And it's like very physical too, because you have to do everything within the right time frame so that it doesn't, you know, become deformed or doesn't cool off too quickly, and you have to make sure it's continuously heating.
Right.
And I was surprised by it. I mean, the fact that you can do what you can do with glass,
right?
And you start from nothing.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. You know, I mean,
I made a wine glass. Are you surprised?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm very surprised. Where would you use it?
A wine glass? Yeah, I don't know. I have no use for that. Yeah, I have no use for that kind of item ever.
But yeah, I mean, just with like a pair of like tools, he made this horse. I'm like, you know, if we had to mold this from clay, we wouldn't do it as close to that.
No.
You know, and just from a blob of glass, I mean, my God, you know. So it's amazing. The things that people do are just amazing to me. And I'm always blown away by inventions and discoveries and things like that, you know.
Me too.
It's fascinating stuff.
I wish that I could invent something.
Yeah. Well, maybe you will one day.
Maybe. The thing I would like to invent right now is a way to, when you're starting to watch a TV show, to like select an option that says like automatically fast forward through all commercials. Like if it's already pre-recorded.
Right.
On your DVR.
Right.
So that you don't have to manually fast forward through commercials. Because why should you have to do it every single time? There should be like a setting in the beginning that knows just to fast forward straight through it.
Right. And then nobody would advertise, and then we would have no TV.
Well, but then you'd advertise on live television. Or you'd advertise anyway, and then somebody can select to opt out. But maybe, like, I don't know how it would work.
Yeah, most people record their shows anyway.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So when I record it, I don't want to sit there and have to pay attention and fast forward every time.
Good, we've become so spoiled. You know?
Well, might as well be if they invent everything else.
Yeah, but I think there's a... I think on DirecTV or Dish Network, they have that the thing that skips the commercials while you're watching. Yeah, they already have
that. Oh, I didn't
even
know that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have that. So.
Yeah, they call it, what they call it? But they had an icon of a kangaroo or something, you know, like zipping through the commercials. So,
interesting.
Yeah.
Well, then it exists.
It does exist. But not in the way that you were describing
exactly.
it, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, what can you do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of interesting things out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm very impressed with what's going on by people. And, yeah. So, so there's a lot of stuff happening. You just said something that triggered a thought in me. Now I forgot. Oh, well, we'll get back to it. Yeah. So there's a lot of things going on. Like a high item on the news is a drone was found at the White House.
Yeah.
And they're saying it looks like a recreational one, so it's not a big deal. But we've been talking about drones, like with friends and family. And apparently... there's a lot of, all that technology is already out there. You know? People can take video of you anywhere. You know, I mean, just imagine you're in your backyard or something.
Mm-hmm.
A drone goes by, they take video of you, whatever. It can even, they can fly it next to your window.
Yeah.
You know, and look inside. So that's one of the things, you know. Another is, you know, Amazon wanting to make deliveries with drones. I just can't imagine the sky being full of drones. You know, it's scary stuff, you know, and it's
very
futuristic.
Jetsons.
Yeah, it's very futuristic, but everybody's going to spy on each other. And
well,
you know,
I'm sure there will be some sort of legality involved.
Yeah, they're making rules about it and stuff, but still, you know, people break rules all the time.
Yes, they do.
You know.
But I do think it's cool that, like, my printer could be delivered by some little robot in the sky.
Yeah.
Thank you, little robot. I can now print things and not lose them with my technology.
Yeah. Yeah. When you get one, most printers are wireless now. So you don't have to get like wires and stuff like that. You can put it anywhere in your house.
Yeah.
Which I like a lot.
Me too.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Yeah, and you can print directly from your phone. You can print from anywhere.
Right.
It's great.
Yeah. So did you order it already?
No, I need to. It's in my cart. Okay. My cart is fully stocked. Really? On Amazon. Wow. Yeah. There's always things. They're like in queue. I'm like, okay, this paycheck will pay for this one. This will pay for this.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Like a wish list. That's what they have, wish lists on there.
Of course. It's just another list for me.
Yeah. I know. Amazon is amazing. You can get anything you want from there.
It's true. I have toothpaste in my cart. What else do I need? Like some face products.
Yeah. Do you have Prime? Do you pay for Prime and then get all the free shipping?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's worth it. Did you watch the SAG Awards?
I did not.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm shocked, man.
You know what? I had a very busy day yesterday. I had yoga in the morning. Then I filmed an episode of Two Drunk Girls. Then I had family dinner. I was very busy. And, you know, it's another award show. And while, yes, this was the one for, like, specifically acting by the Screen Actors Guild, I just can't. I have to pick and choose. It's too many award shows. That's a little true. Time.
But what about recording it?
I would never go back and watch.
Really?
Especially for the fact that you can look it up.
Right. And you already know the winners and all that. Yeah. But aren't you curious about the way people looked? I guess it's all the same.
No.
All these award shows are the same.
I'm so not into that. Yeah. I don't give same a crap people. About fashion.
Yeah. So, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah.
But Miss Universe happened yesterday.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
And who won?
Well, it was between Miss America and Miss Columbia, and Miss Columbia won.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
She must be beautiful.
She is. I think she's a beautiful person for whatever it is she does.
Is that what they said?
Well, no, that's the whole premise behind that.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That's so why there's many categories, not just appearance.
Yeah. So it's not a beauty pageant anymore.
No.
Right. Yeah, like they pick them based on their... And their personality, come on. But yeah, she's pretty. She's very pretty. 22 years old.
Yep.
Wow.
Apparently they feel that Miss Jamaica was robbed.
Oh, Miss Jamaica, why?
I'm not really sure.
Are they saying it's race again?
I don't think so.
Oh,
I don't know. Just they're saying it could be her haircut.
Yeah.
It could be anything. Who knows?
Short haircut. Yeah. No, but it's true, though. I mean, men do like long hair, you know. Maybe because it makes women seem feminine.
I guess.
Yeah. But who cares? You don't dress for men. You dress for women, right? That's what women do.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
I like to just dress for myself. If I look like I'm a person that can leave the house that day, then great.
Then you're good.
Job well done.
Okay. So, well, in the SAG, I guess Birdman won the Best Picture.
Yep.
You saw it, right?
I have not, actually. And I'm going to now watch it because I think I just have to.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I've seen pictures from it. I mean, what is it? Like a superhero or something? A guy wants to be a superhero?
It's just kind of a story about Michael Keaton in a way. Because it's about an actor that played a character, Birdman.
Oh, okay.
Many years ago. And then it's about his comeback.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's kind of like his life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the character sees like his superhero world in everything he does. And it's a very like heightened situation and very it's like a spectacle.
Wow. Sounds very cool.
Yeah. I heard it was the weirdest thing ever, but I want to see it at least once.
Yeah.
It's not a movie I think you watch twice. I still have to see Still Alice, The Gambler. What else? Yeah. I saw Cake. Jennifer Aniston was robbed.
Really?
Snubbed.
She's good.
City. Oh, my God. It was so good.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I can't see her ever winning a prize. I mean, any of the awards.
She should have. She should have at least been nominated because she was so phenomenal.
Right.
It was heartbreaking to watch her struggle in the movie, and she did it so well. It was completely believable, and she was robbed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm. Very interesting. So she's not nominated for it at all?
No, not for an Oscar.
Not any of the shows?
No, she was for a Golden Globe. I don't know if she was for SAG.
Right.
I would guess she was because she was there. So.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter. I mean, they still get invited, right?
Yeah, but you don't have to go. I don't know why somebody would go just to go.
Why? I mean, come on.
Well, somebody that's as seasoned as she has, like as she is, she doesn't need to go to everything. She's been to everything. She's had a long career.
Right.
What's one more award show?
So you think they don't really want to go to those shows?
I think at a certain point, it's not as necessary to go. Whether or not she wants to, I don't think you have to show face. I don't think you have to be at every single one. I think you can pick and choose. If you weren't nominated for every single one, why go? Right.
Yeah. Well, maybe, yeah, maybe to just...
It's not like she needs fame to be seen.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but maybe it's fun. Who knows?
Who knows?
You go out and you meet people that that all know you, you know.
Yeah.
It's good for the ego, I guess, you know.
I mean, but what's one more award show? Yeah. She went to the Globes, you know.
Yeah.
I think she went to Critics' Choice or something. But her boyfriend's show, I think, or her fiancé's show, I think, was nominated. The Leftovers. I never saw it.
Yeah, never heard of it.
It was on HBO, or it is on HBO.
Wow, there's just so many shows, man.
Remember when it used to just be like The Sopranos,
right.
Entourage, and like maybe one, 6 Feet Under.
Right, exactly. That was it.
Right.
Yeah. Then we had Lost, which was good. You know, that wasn't cable, but...
Right.
Lost I could get into.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, I mean, but there's so much TV to watch.
So much content, especially now with like Hulu, Amazon, Netflix.
Right. Yeah. They all provide additional entertainment.
And each of those has multiple shows.
Right.
I don't even know how to keep up. I want to watch Transparent, but I mean, when is there time?
Yeah.
I also have to catch up on Homeland. I'm way behind.
How many seasons have they had of Homeland, do you know?
I think 3 or 4.
Oh, yeah?
Probably 4.
Because it seems to have been around for a long time.
Yeah. But they also, I think, produce them quickly and come back.
Yeah.
Quickly. Yeah. It's like 4 years, actually, that it's been on, I think. So.
Yeah. A lot of people speak highly of it.
I need to catch up. I do. I just finished The Newsroom. It was so good.
Yeah.
I'm sad that show is done.
Yeah.
I wish I could speak like an Aaron Sorkin character every day of my life.
Really?
Yeah. They're just so intelligent and their vocabulary is incredibly vast and I just wish that I was them.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm sure a lot of people wish they were you, so.
Maybe.
You know, that's a way to look at it. That's always true. Have to look at it as things are relative.
Very. However, I'm sad the Newsroom's over. I cried.
Okay. So you cried that it's over?
Or I cried because it was so good.
Oh, really?
So good.
Wow.
And the last season was only 6 episodes, and it just was a range of emotions.
Well, it's good if it manages to steer your emotions.
Yeah.
Then it's a good show.
Very.
Wow.
Very good.
Interesting. I hope Tanae is going to find a place to talk to us from. You know?
Busy girl.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, if she's in New York or something, I can't imagine it'd be easy to find a quiet place.
No, there are no quiet places. Even in your own home, it's not quiet. You're so next to somebody else.
Oh, wow. So, there's a lot of stuff going on. Let's see. This is like, you know, continuing all the ridiculous things that airlines do.
Mm-hmm.
Delta prohibited a woman from taking on a carry-on breast pump on the plane.
What?
Yeah. They wouldn't let her take it, and it was like in her bag.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah. And they're saying... it was packed in a carry-on, and then she also had a purse and a cooler with ice packs to transport her breast milk. So, I see. Okay, so, but it's not because it's a breast pump. I think it's because they're saying they allow only one carry-on bag and one personal item.
Right.
For free. Okay, for free.
You have to check the rest.
Yeah. So they told her she had to consolidate her. Okay. So... I mean, what kind of a story is this? I mean, they totally misled us. I'm like reading the headline. I'm like, yeah, they're not letting her take it on because they don't want her to breastfeed or something.
I don't know. There's no shortage of news, so why they'd make that a story?
Yeah, I mean, but that's all the story's saying, you know, that she had an extra bag.
Big deal.
Yeah, I mean, who cares, you know? How do you make a story out of that? For crying out loud, man.
I don't know.
I feel cheated now. Mm. So let's see. What else? Do you have anything there interesting that you want to talk about?
I think everything's interesting. What do you think about this whole Deflategate?
Yeah, I don't get that. I mean, was that like just one football that was deflated?
No.
So it was a few, right?
Yeah.
So there has to be some kind of a conspiracy there.
Well, they're saying it was the trainer, whoever like gives the balls, that did it.
Oh, really?
Everybody's pointing blame at somebody else.
And yeah.
At the end of the day, like if there's so many people that are speaking out about it that are, you know, news correspondents or sports correspondents like Terry Crews and everybody that hosts, you know, the shows during the games.
Right.
It's like, okay, but the Patriots were going to win anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a showdown. Like, it was a blowout.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if you really want to go soup to nuts, how about we just talk about strategy?
Yeah. I know, but still, I mean, obviously, this is illegal to do that.
Yeah, know? I mean, things have to be consistent. But then also, nothing's ever consistent because when you play on, if you're the away team, and you're playing at somebody else's home field. That's not your field.
Right.
The weather conditions aren't your weather conditions.
Right.
It's never even.
Yeah, but it's equal, you know, for everyone. I mean, it's not like it's being done on purpose, you know. But, I mean, here it's like, you know, they went behind everybody's back,
right,
did something illegal, and try to pass it off as okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but... but it's... Yeah, it's crazy. I wonder if they're going to penalize them for it.
I think there was a fine, maybe.
Oh, right. That's it?
I can't be certain.
You
but
would think they take away their win. You know?
Oh, well, they're still going. Super Bowl. Because what would happen? What would they do? Where would the, where?
Well, maybe another game of the
maybe.
Patriots.
Yeah, this past weekend they could have had a game. Like a do-over.
Because who was cheated? The Colts, right? Who was
the
playing
Seahawks.
Them?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, the Colts?
Yeah, I think the Colts played the Patriots, right?
Yeah, and then, I mean, a do-over could have been an interesting method.
Right.
And then whoever won that fair and square
right.
would go to the Super Bowl.
Right. If I were the Colts, I'd make, you know, big deal out of it.
Me too. I mean, also, you have to wonder if the entire season the Patriots were doing that.
Right.
So did they have a leg up on every team they played, and is that why it was such a blowout? But I don't know.
Yeah, but people sure would have noticed it. I mean, just like the player that noticed it right away, that caught the ball.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, man. People do all kinds of crazy things in sports. You know,
they do crazy things in everything.
Yeah, I mean, they get these athletes get caught in drug tests and things like that. I mean, when you're a professional athlete, you know there's going to be drug tests. Why would you take drugs? Why would you, like... risk your career for these things?
I don't know. I mean, there's also an article on are smart drugs driving Silicon Valley. Anybody wants to enhance themselves.
Yeah.
I drink coffee every day, so I'm not asleep.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just, I guess, the level at which they're doing it and what the drug does to you is the issue.
Right.
But at the same time, vitamins and like B12 shots give people energy.
Okay, but not in the same way.
No.
I mean, you know, yeah. And it's also like to keep the level playing field, you know, so.
Right. Then everyone should do the same thing.
Exactly. Not have an advantage over other people.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, these people are crazy, man. This is neat. This woman was having a baby and she had her 4-year-old call 911. And she reported this. Now, 4 years old, man, that's... I mean, they talk, obviously. They understand. But still, 4 years old to be able to describe that.
Yeah.
But the mother said, you know, she had taught her... She says she's... excuse me. The mother's an epileptic. So she taught her daughter the address and the full name and things like this and how to dial 911. So you see, it's important to teach your kids these
absolutely.
Things. You know, because one day they might save your life.
Well, where was her husband or whoever it was that impregnated her?
I don't know. Maybe they were just home and she had to deliver quickly.
Yeah, maybe that guy was at work.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, your water breaks and you could have the baby right away.
Yeah. There are people that do that at home now.
Yeah. She's cute, this girl.
The 4-year-old?
Yeah. She enjoyed the ride in the ambulance.
That's got to be fun. I've never been in an ambulance.
Yeah, I know. Fire truck would be nice too, huh?
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
or go down like a fire pole, like the pole in the fire.
Yeah, in the fire station.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
That's like old fashioned at this point. That's like a vintage thing.
I know, but I think they still do it, don't they?
I have no idea.
Yeah. It just saves them a few seconds, I guess, in taking the stairs.
It's so interesting. The only buildings that have it are fire stations. Like, yeah. Why don't police have that?
Yeah, that's true, huh?
They have to take the stairs or the elevator, like, yeah. You know? It's just unfair. That's unfair advantages, I think.
Right. But maybe fire is more urgent than police. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, there's like so many times where the fire department's time is being wasted on nothing, you know. It's like in my building, the fire alarm goes off every couple months or something. I don't know what people do to it. And it's so loud and it doesn't stop until the fire department comes and they turn it off. So, you know, you're looking at least 20 minutes of having to listen to this.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That's awful.
I'm not
going to
go outside because of it, you know. But,
right.
But then you can sit in the balcony or something. You don't hear it that much. But, yeah, but every time it happens, you got to wait for the fire truck. And it's like, what a waste of time.
Yeah, and they come in the big truck. It's not like...
Yeah.
It's a big scene.
Right.
Every time I hear sirens, I freak out.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like loud noises as a whole. But when they're coming from somewhere and you have no idea where, I feel like I'm frantic. Inside, my blood pressure rises. I think they should do a test on what like sirens do to people that are like innocent bystanders. Like, I almost feel like I'll have a heart attack.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I'm like, where do I go? Should I pull over to the right, to the left? Where are they coming from? Who are they saving? What happened to that person? It's a whole slew of
emotions.
It
is like a whole thing for you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Real concern.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. So, yeah, I guess we're not going to hear from Tanae today. We'll have to reschedule. This whole morning didn't work out with her for some reason. I don't know why.
Mercury,
huh?
Yep.
That's what it is. Okay. All right.
It's an easy explanation.
Yeah, it's an easy go-to answer.
I like it. It's technological, it's communication, it's everything.
Yeah. This is interesting. In Hong Kong, I guess they had a diamond heist. They took three men, adults, took a 12-year-old girl with them. They went into a luxury jewelry store and started distracting the people that work there. And here, Tanae's calling, but you know what? Let me just get this from her so she doesn't think we're ignoring her. Hi, good morning, Tanae.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good. We only have a couple minutes left. Let's go ahead and reschedule by email so you can get the time you deserve.
Okay. When would you like?
We'll just do it off the air. We're on the air now, so I'll write to you and we'll reschedule. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Tanae. Bye bye. Yeah. There's just a couple minutes, and there's still noise in the background.
Yeah, it's pretty noisy there. I wonder what's going on.
But yeah.
We'll get to talk to her soon.
Yeah, we will, and listen to her music. So they were at the store. They were distracting the workers, and then apparently the girl snatched a key from the register. I mean, how did they do this, you know? And snatched a 117-carat diamond necklace worth $4.6 million.
That's so crazy. But it's also smart. I mean, the plan, other than being caught, is quite smart.
I know, huh?
I want to see a picture of this necklace.
I know.
Wait, there it is. Or is that a ring?
What? No, those are just rings here. I don't know why.
Yeah, and then if I play the video, it'll make all kinds of sound.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. But it's, yeah, I mean, but you have to imagine how much, I mean, if just a necklace in that store is $4.6 million, how much is that store worth? And would they have more security guards than that?
You would think so. I mean, clearly they got
and
caught.
What about,
though, right?
Yeah, what about a camera? They're not saying anything about a camera. But, no, I don't think they caught them. Did they?
I don't know.
They didn't. No, they're looking for them.
Oh.
Yeah, they're hunting for them.
Oh, because they were probably... They had to have been caught on camera then.
Right.
Right.
Or something. Or but not necessarily. I mean, it could have been described. But I can't imagine they wouldn't have cameras in there at all. But, yeah.
According to security footage stills, she walked out. Yeah, so they...
Oh, so they had stills at least. Wow.
Yep.
12-year-old, man. How do people do this to kids? I don't understand.
I don't know either.
Yeah. You know, I mean, what's going to happen to her? She's going to be thrown in jail for the rest of her life, probably.
No, she's 12.
Yeah, but she goes to juvie and then later.
Well, also, we don't know what they do in Hong Kong as far as
that's
children.
True, yeah. But I think they're probably more strict than we are.
Yeah, she probably has a job, too, by the way.
Yeah, at 12.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess they do have security footage still, you're right. They're showing them walking through the mall. I mean, it's a mall, you know. It's not even a place where you can get away quickly.
Right. Well, maybe they thought that no one would check a little girl after that.
Yeah, well, they were probably right about that. Wow.
Well, maybe they should have questioned why there was a little girl in a jewelry store.
Right.
What money does that little girl have?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You know what? I want to give Tanae, like, I mean, you know, we've been trying all day to connect. Let's just play a minute or two of her song.
Cool.
Just
so
we know what we're talking about. This is Tanae Jackson. She has a song called Addicted. So let's go ahead and listen to that for a little bit. And then we'll talk to her.
Hey,
next
baby.
Time.
How you doing?
What's up?
Listen, I want to talk to you about something, all right? You know, I've been doing a lot of things with my music.
Okay, that's the music.
All over. Seriously?
There we go. Okay. Turned up in the club tonight. Wow. Having fun. Anything goes, it's right. What you want. Temperature high, we're smiling. Music we need. Dance my life away. And feeling free. Let's roll. I like it.
Yeah, it's
not
fun.
Bad. Yeah, Tanae Jackson, man. I like good beat songs, you know?
Yeah.
Good dance songs. Those are cool. All right, well, I guess that's it for today, Jen.
I guess
that's all we've got for you. In the 50 minutes that we have every morning, we try to give you as much pleasure as possible. Talk pleasure, that is. All right, Jen. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. It means a lot. And we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.